American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
They're assuming that the consumers either don't care, or if they do care, what are they going to do about it?
That's Mike Eby with the National Dairy Producers Organization on setting the record straight on where our food comes from, particularly when it comes to dairy and beef products. His organization's come up with labels that tout 100% USA to clear up any confusion where their food is coming from, like, for instance, Brazil.
Just recently, they put a ban on Brazil beef, but a fair amount of months, this country was importing beef from Brazil. And you go to the grocery store, it doesn't specify which country it's coming from. You know, there's no marking, no labeling on it. It's not required. And the consumers are the ones to lose. And what we're doing is give the retailer an opportunity to show to their consumers that they do care. They do want to not only protect the country from a health standpoint, they want to see that the producers of this country can remain competitive. And the best way to remain competitive is to provide differentiation on the products that are purchased. That way the consumer can choose with their wallet on who they support. So as I'm getting calls from retailers, depending upon, of course, the size of the retailer, I'm giving them stickers. We've gone through 20,000 stickers now on products that can be labeled. And of course, you know, that sounds like a lot, but really from the large scheme of things on a national scale, it's very small. But what we hope to do with this is to create attention with the processors and with these small retailers that are utilizing these stickers, and then move into the next stage, which is provide an electronic version, incorporate that directly on their label. So that way, instead of manually putting stickers on every package that is processed, say for instance a packet of steaks, we can provide it electronically. They can put it right in their label, and that way it is there and it's less labor intensive for the retailer or the processor. So we're excited about that. That's always been available. In fact, that was the first step. We attempted to go that direction, but realized pretty quickly that we need to be hands-on. We need to be working with the retailer, and that's why we went with the stickers. So it's kind of taking a couple steps backwards, doing it well, and then moving forward into the direction where we had hoped to start.
Mike Eby is with the National Dairy Producers Organization. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.